hear that noise? That intro can only mean one thing. There were another breaking news segment for Mike, Mike, and Oscar, and I'm your co-host, Mike One. This is co-host also Mike, and Mike, the Academy stays undefeated over MMO.
Yes, they win with their solution here. However, we kind of predicted it, I would say. In the middle of our Oscars fix episode, we talked about, well, what if they just rolled this thing back? What if they just canceled it? What if they just postponed it? And that's what they've done today.
We did. We had two huge breaking stories within the span of 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Academy changes first. That's the big breaking news. But also, just on a kind of somber note here, Burt Reynolds, now a one-time Academy nominee for his role as a supporting actor in Boogie Nights, unfortunately passed away today. That news just trickled out a couple minutes ago.
Absolutely. R.I.P. Great in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Longest Yard, Deliverance,
Smoking
obviously
the
Boogie
Bandit.
Nights. Yeah. Book Smoking the Bandit is probably his biggest one. So a great film career, one-time Academy nominee, like we said, and obviously sad anytime one of the Hollywood elite passes by.
Yeah, a lot of respect. A lot of respect we have for him and I'm sure all of Hollywood. So
without question. So we could not let that go by without mentioning it and tipping our hat and paying our respects to Burt Reynolds, as Mike just said, but we do hold him in high regard. Thank him for his efforts, and our thoughts and condolences go out with
him. Acted in a lot of popular films back in the day. I mean, a movie star was a running back in college football and made the transition into, you know, a football film early on.
Yeah.
But a lot of blockbusters back when, and just made a ton of money for a ton of people, made a ton of great movies for a ton of us as well. So.
Yeah, so nice transition there. Him being in popular films and obviously the breaking news that's relevant to the Academy for the Academy purposes is this big change that the Oscars just came out with. The Academy put out another letter, as they did. We had just finished recording, just like last time when they announced the creation of the Best Popular Film. We went our separate ways. I was editing, and then Mike rushed back over here. So once again, we can record a breaking news segment about the end of the Best Popular Film, at least in terms of the 2019 Academy Awards. And that's what happened. The Hollywood Reporter was Greg Kilday, who had the report that the award, the Best Popular Film Award, will be delayed. Academy is postponing new popular Oscar category. A couple quotes. They announced Thursday, following a Board of Governor meetings that met on Tuesday, that the Academy is shelving the idea for the moment and will not launch the proposed new award at its next Oscar show.
What a shocker. The pitchforks and the torches outside their door, all the rocks coming through their windows. Of course this happened.
But they will continue the ideas for the new awards and, quote, will examine and seek additional input regarding the new category. The announcement explained that implementing the new award 9 months into the year, quote, created challenges for films that have already been released. Once again, this is all from the Hollywood Reporter article, quoting directly from the great work that Greg Kilday did here. She also goes on to have a quote from Academy CEO Don Hudson saying, there has been a wide range of reactions to the introduction of a new award, and we recognize the need for further discussion with our members. We have made changes to Oscars over the years, including this year, and will continue to evolve while also respecting the incredible legacy of the last 90 years. Those changes she references is the other two changes that were in the original Academy memo introducing this new change that, yes, the 2020, I guess, award, so the 2019 film year for the 2020 Oscars was still going to be moved up to early February. February 9th will be the date of that. And as well, they will still not continue to televise every single award presentation on the show itself.
3-hour broadcast rule will stay.
Yes.
Now, Mike, I'm a little bit saddened about this change because I think we could have had a lot of fun talking about this Best Popular Film controversy for longer. That would have been interesting. Say what you want about
the awards category. No, it's where we landed, right? Controversy creates commotion, and that's kind of, you want this to be a year-round thing. The Academy wants the Oscars to have this prestigious relevance, and they need to be talked about year-round. That certainly would have played a role in it, without question.
Board of Governors is petitioning for more thought, more research on the category and how they can figure this thing out.
Yep.
I mean, you just got to go no far than MMO a couple episodes ago. I mean, listen to us, Academy. If you're out there, I know we have some Academy.
How much planner we can say, but just,
you know,
let us run
we
things.
Have some members that follow us and listen to us, and we'll gradually expand our base, and I guess we'll get this through at some point.
I don't know what the threshold is for them to turn over control of the show to us, but when we get there, just give it to us. I agree.
What was I going to say? I don't remember. Yes, I agree. They should give control to us. Very good.
Well, this is a big deal, right? I mean, they just kind of introduced this giant new change. You were one of the few people that felt positively about it. You were kind of, I kept saying how you were an idealist with it, and you kept saying what good it could do, and you're absolutely right. There could have been a lot of good coming from it, but the pejorative stance is kind of what everyone looked at this as, especially film Twitter in general and a lot of critics, that this was just going to be the also-ran category for popular films to not be contaminating the Best Picture category.
The name Best Popular Film offended both the Best Picture category and the Best Popular Film category.
Good point.
Therefore, everybody was offended by it. The Best Picture films were like, okay, our films are not popular, so that's a downgrade on their prestige. Mm-hmm. And then the Best Popular films were like, oh, well, there's another Best Film of the Year.
So we're not the best films of the year. Right.
There. Also, in terms of the way the Academy has handled the Best Animated Features over the years, or since 2001, of course, when that category was instituted, they have typically just sectioned off the animated films in their own category. A film like Coco really didn't have a great chance of getting nominated for Best Picture, and if it did get nominated, it would not have won. We've only seen that happen.
Basically didn't have a shot to win.
Yeah, we've seen it happen several times. A Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, I want to say, but Up and WALL-E, or at least Up, was in there. So, I mean, it's happened a few times where an animated feature has you know, made the transition and been that transitional
movie. But they were never taken seriously as a contender, for the most part.
Correct. And this would have happened for Black Panther this year, I think. If everybody knew they were voting Black Panther to win the Best Popular Film, it would not have had a shot.
Split the vote. Well, I can't vote for it for Best Picture, too, because it would give too many awards.
Exactly. Academy and any voting body. Really, they've done this throughout time. Just look at other award shows.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
you're absolutely right. Now, gun to your head, is this a good idea? Is this a good call to delay this with the intimation that basically it's not going away? We still want this category in the future.
It is a good call at this juncture, because what they're trying to do is make the Oscars more watched. And in this case, it offended everybody. It certainly offended its base of Academy crazy, Oscar crazy people like ourselves. And all of film Twitter has just been up in arms against it. All these, I'm sure, in the industry, they've been against it. Just the other day, we had another story about Chadwick Boseman talking about how he wanted Black Panther positioned for Best Picture only.
And it was on Hollywood Reporter's podcast, too.
Ryan Coogler, yeah. And a lot of the Black Panther powers that be from that film, they all wanted to position it toward, they didn't want that secondary award.
And who can blame them? And this is why I think it's a bad idea. I think if you were going to implement this change, you needed to do it on a year like this. I don't think it's a good idea to have the change at all. I'm on record with that. I think it's poorly thought out. But if you were going to implement it, now you're pulling back because of basically the backlash from Black Panther, right?
Right.
Okay. Play that out. If Black Panther wins the Best Picture this year, how in the world can you justify creating a Best Popular Film category when you just are coming off a year when a Best Popular Film, quote-unquote, just won the Best Picture?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, either way, it's a lose-lose for the Academy. If Black Panther wins it, they lose, because now it seems silly that they created this extra award for it, and why don't we just nominate Black Panthers for Best Picture?
Best Picture, exactly.
It's simple, right? Why don't we just have our taste align with, you know, or align correctly with the rest of the Academy?
With the Academy, too, I think this is, again, this is conjecture on my part, but I would be hard-pressed to be convinced otherwise that the diversification of the Academy, that effort they've made the last 2 or 3 years to widen the Academy, get more people involved, be more inclusive, then you're going to introduce this change that's going to have a pejorative effect on Black Panther, a movie like Black Panther. You can't tell me that there wasn't a backlash within the Academy itself with all these new members saying, wait a minute, do you really care about my input if you're just going to take these monumental, these tentpole movies that could be a big moments in time and just kind of have them in the also-ran category so they're not taken seriously as the best pictures of the year?
It feels like a double inside job. On the one hand, the Academy Board of Governors is making this backroom deal with Disney, where Disney's getting most of their tentpoles into a red carpet walk, right? On the one hand, that's been the scuttlebutt from the jump. And on the other hand, it feels like they can still just put these movies in their place, right, and still vote the prestigious movie over it, you know, 99 times out of 100. And that outlier of Titanic, that outlier of The Godfather of being the most popular film of the year and also the Best Picture winner of the year, that's going to happen few and far between. So again, I go to get back to my original point, it's a lose-lose, because if Black Panther either doesn't get nominated or doesn't win, everybody could just say, well, we put it in its place for Best Popular Film, gave it that award, and therefore it feels less than. And that's a shame, because totally in my mind, Mike, I think Black Panther is a top-tier film in my grades, in my rankings right now.
I totally agree, and that's why I don't understand this desire from the what seems like the upper echelon of the Academy to placate the fans of those properties. We've gotten to a point, and film has evolved, and film criticism has evolved to the point where these movies are accepted for what they are. They're written like they're the best films of the year. They're criticized like they're the best films of the year. And they're graded like they're the best films of the year.
And they have like 100 times the amount of resources poured into them, the tentpoles they are, than these other movies do. I mean, look at Lady Bird, or look at Shape of Water, and look at Avengers Infinity War. And look at all the craftspeople. They have an army of craftspeople and technicians and VFX artists working on Infinity War, working on Black Panther. I think, again, I argued this in our Oscar Fix episode, our perfect Oscar Fix, that is. I think that this is such a unique filmmaking process for these tentpole films. You got to be like a CEO of a Fortune 50 company in order to pull these things off.
Yeah, so your overall point there is that there's so much going into making a blockbuster that the Academy is kind of overlooking that whole aspect of it.
Absolutely.
They're saying that the big budget makes it easier, when you're saying it's in fact presenting more difficulties.
I think it makes it much more difficult for a filmmaker, especially the ones that they usually employ. It's a Ryan Coogler who necessarily made an independent film and then a little bit bigger film. I mean, would we be surprised if Lady Bird's director Greta Gerwig gets one of these at some point? You know, Captain Marvel 2 or Wonder Woman 2, or Wonder Woman 3, or any of those movies that come down the pike here. So they, as studios, have been employing these indie directors who light the world on fire with their small budget project and put them in charge of the huge budgets. But here's my biggest problem with the Academy over the past few years, and I think it's one of the main reasons we created this podcast. We've been a little bit upset with who they pick for Best Picture, and last year was a stark example of this. In our minds, talk about tiers, in our minds, The Shape of Water was a second-tier film, and it got It got in because of its preferential balloting, because of all of its second, third, and fourth place votes. I just wanted to give an example here of last year, because Call Me By Your Name, Lady Bird, Get Out, in my mind, Phantom Thread, but let's put Phantom Thread aside for now.
Sure.
Let's say Three Billboards. Yep. I think everybody agreed that those films were top tier.
Yes.
Right? So my guess.
Top tier in the sense that that's who basically, if people picked their winner, they were picking from that group, yes.
Right. Most people were picking from that group, is my guess. So if you added Three Billboards and Get Out, if you added their number one votes, I would guess they would have way more number one votes than The Shape of Water. That would be a definite, correct?
Now, we don't know how attached people are to Guillermo. Stuff like that comes into play. But yes, speaking generally, I would assume, I would agree.
So in a sense, those three movies, especially that the issues that they comprised and the great filmmaking that was showcased in those films, they kind of cannibalized themselves, it was a perfect storm for Shape of Water to win, because in our minds, that was a B-plus movie. It was a strong
compromise
movie.
Candidate, which
we always
talk about.
It was a compromise candidate. So if you had, I still wonder if The Shape of Water had the most number one votes, because if you take away preferential balloting as a solution to this, we've talked about this.
It's almost as
Oscar
if you
fix.
Think they should release the vote.
Yes. Another solution I would wonder, you already mentioned the continued expansion of the Academy's diversity to young it up, make it younger, to get the, you know, old men from The Muppet Show. They should vote. There's no question. But
absolutely.
It should not be all old men from The Muppet Show.
So should everybody else. Sure.
Right. So it's silly that Crash beats Brokeback Mountain. It's silly to me that Shape of Water beats those other three films. And I get the cannibalization argument. I get how it happened. But it's just silly to me. And here we have a situation this year where we don't necessarily know how many top-tier films there will be. But if you had a Star is Born, which is hugely popular and puts up ridiculous box office numbers, which it could, and that wins Best Popular Film, And this is not even the Black Panther argument. If that was the best popular film, and then Beautiful Boy or If Beale Street Can Talk or something, an art film wins best picture, it's still going to create more controversy. It's still going to be aggravating for all
more
of us.
Talking points,
let's vote. Let's vote the best picture of the year, and let's hail that as our greatest category. And it's not like we have a La La Land Moonlight, right, scenario last year. It's not like we're going to have that this year in one category if the best popular film was still around.
Right.
I mean, we would have two separate categories, award two separate movies. We would have a 1A, 1B, two polls, the coaches poll and the AP top 25 college
football
ones. Even
if you're doing
ones,
it that way, then let those two movies go head to head and let the people vote on it. You know, I don't understand the idea that the bigger the budget, the more disqualifying it should be is nonsense. Your favorite film last year was Baby Driver. Right?
Yes.
Baby Driver's budget was like $34 million. Right. My favorite film, which I think should have won, was Get Out. Get Out's budget was like
3.5
million. Yeah, it was $4.5 million, according to Google, anyway. So this idea that it's not fair to have the big budget movie, well, yes, it is. It's about the filmmaking. And yes, there are way more, there's financial constraints and difficulties for the low budget movies, and there's management constraints and personnel decisions with the big budget movies.
Absolutely.
I don't understand why they can't be on equal footing. The idea of quote unquote separate but equal, which is what this wants to be, has never worked in American history.
To drive home my point, and that I started to make before and I keep, you know, forgetting my points here, but Star Wars The Last Jedi was my favorite blockbuster of last year. If you can't talk about Baby Driver, to me it makes no sense that The Darkest Hour and The Post got in as nominees over Star Wars The Last Jedi or Baby Driver. It just films on two different tiers for me. Like, those are AA- movies, these blockbusters, and The Darkest Hour and The Post were way lower. And I think if everybody was able to vote preferential balloting in their top 10, you could double down on the preferential ballot, but expand it
to
the top 10.
I agree with that idea.
That
yes.
would actually probably solve your The Dark Knight's not getting nominated.
It's not the idea that preferential balloting is evil. It's the idea that it's not even real preferential. It's preferential balloting amongst your picks.
So I wonder, Mike, if it's only top five preferential balloting in terms of nominations, right? Mm-hmm. Does Black Panther not get nominated because not enough people think it's a top five movie? We haven't seen, you know, The Favorite, A Star Is Born, Beautiful Boy, If Beale Street
All
Gets
the
Off,
heavy hitters, yeah.
First Man, all these are going to be serious heavy hitters. I didn't even mention Widows and the rest.
Hereditary's already been out, and that's getting a new marketing push now, yeah.
So if Black Panther doesn't get, or if it only gets fives, right, if people think it's a really strong movie, I mean, based on the critical reception, it feels like, or at least the you know, the terms of the grades, like 7.7s or 8.8.
Yeah, so if Black Panther only gets fives and A Star Is Born is polarizing and gets a bunch of ones and a bunch of sevens, that's an average of a four. That's going to be ranked higher on the preferential than...
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be A Star Is Born. It could be any one of those.
Yeah,
movies.
Of course.
Exactly. So Black Panther may get bumped now out of the best picture category. That's my fear. And that was my little inside baseball
It's a great point
from before. If the Academy knows how blockbusters are there's a bias against them, right?
Sure.
There's a bias against
them. I think
them.
That's clear, too. To speak as if that's not the case, I think, is just short-sighted.
I guess one of our final points here as we wind down, I wonder if they rolled this thing out next year with whatever set of rules you want to ascribe to it. They have Star Wars Episode 9. They have Avengers 4. You're still going to have monster movies.
Phoenix Joker movie.
Wonder Woman 1984. You're going to have a lot of big budget films that are important again next year. So bottom line is we'd like to see these movies get nominated for Best Picture and be actual contenders and be considered equally.
I think the idea of if you're going to title it, I think it's so... It accomplishes nothing to be the exclusionary title of Best Popular Film. I mean, you know how your Academy has voted historically. If they can split votes, they will split votes in the sense that of spreading the wealth. So the idea that a film could be nominated for Best Popular Film and Best Picture, and it could win both categories. Yeah, sure, ideally, but that's never going to happen.
True.
So you have to think of this as a rational human being and assume that people are going to act like people. And splitting the vote is actually kind of a sign of compassion because people want to spread the wealth again and reward multiple entries as opposed to just one, unless there is a Silence of the Lambs out there, which only comes about, what, three times in the Academy history so far?
Sure.
That a film has swept all big five. So I'm very interested. I think it's the right call as far
for
as...
For now, yeah.
Delaying it now, I would like to see it totally done away with or reconfigured completely. But if you're going to implement it, get more input first, like they seem to be doing. I'm much more agreeable with this decision than I am with the introduction and the forcing of it to have it done.
Yeah.
That said, I do think Black Panther could cause a big thorn in the side of this whole issue if it goes on to win Best Picture this year, which I would be happy and thrilled to see.
Yes, I don't know where it's going to rank. I mean, based on the critical reception, I think it's very strong, but I don't think it's going to be a top three the way most people have it. So I don't know if that's going to factor in. I'm rooting for a Best Picture nomination for it. I think it'll get other Academy Awards for score, for an acting category, for visual effects, and certainly maybe for editing. Here's another point, though, Mike. Like, look at Coco again last year. We rewatched that, both of us, since then on Netflix.
We've cried together, yes.
It's a better movie than The Darkest Hour in the Post.
I'm shrugging. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
So if they're looking at Black Panther and the potential backlash again, it might not have been nominated if the best popular film existed, because people would have put it in that category. And
I'm saying, imagine not only that happening.
Either way.
But now it wins. You know, I mean, it's a whole can of worms.
It's a lose-lose.
It's totally a lose-lose. We need to know your thoughts. We want to know. This is kind of a big breaking issue. Like we said, this just came out. We're recording this almost at 5 o'clock on whatever day this is, Thursday. So this just came out within the last hour or so that we've seen it. We just saw this recently. It's just been a talking point recently. A lot of people, the stalwarts that we go to on Twitter, are talking about this. Next Best Picture has a good take. They put up an article. So there's all that stuff out there for you guys. But we want to know your takes. We want to know what your feelings are. Just the gut reaction, because that's all we wanted to present here. Obviously, we're going to take time to marinate on this. We'll see what happens, the fallout from this within the Academy, within film Twitter, within any kind of actors that are affected by this.
Sure.
And we'll see what happens. But we do want to know, what does your gut reaction say? Is this a good move, a bad move? Should they have killed the category? Should they have just been headstrong and kept with it? Let us know. Mike and Oscar on Facebook, Mike and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on the Twitter machine, Mike and Oscar at gmail.com, Mike and Oscar.com on Reddit. We are everywhere. If you can give us an iTunes review or Stitcher review, SoundCloud review, anywhere you listen to us, that would really help us
really
out.
Helps.
And we'll see what happens, man. I love this.
This is fun.
Yeah. Well, last words of wisdom. Was those your last words of wisdom? I should have asked.
This was fun. Yeah, that's wisdom, I guess. But Black Panther deserves a Best Picture nominee. That's my words of wisdom.
I just want to watch the world burn, man. I just want to watch the world. No. I want Black Panther to win now so badly.
Oh, that's
just to
that's
see the fallout.
That's what you mean by the world burn?
Oh, my God. Oh, I just love chaos. I'm an agent of chaos.
You're an agent of chaos. So you wanted the Dark Knight to get nominated.
I was
years
rooting
ago.
Hard for the Joker
too.
There.
Me too. That's, I mean, again, a land. Landmark filmmaking achievement. Undeniably great.
Right. No, you're right. But I also meant I was rooting hard for the Joker in The Dark Knight.
You're an
evil man. As a
man
that likes to watch the world.
That's why you have all that makeup on today.
No, that's just because it's Thursday. Reality sucks, guys. Keep watching movies with us. We will check you out next time.
See ya.